Parshas Bamidbar always comes out right before Shavuos, the tour, says a remez. It says, Minu v'itzru, count, which is Pekudim, Parshas Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar is called Chumash HaPekudim. The Minhag HaOlam is to call it Chumash Bamidbar. It's not exactly clear. There is a Lashon of a Medrash, an obscure Medrash that uses that Lashon. In Mishnayis calls it Chumash HaPekudim, in Masechta Yuma, in Masechta Menachos, in other places there are Gemaras that calls it Chumash HaPekudim. In English, in Latin, it's called Numbers. Some Sfarim, some Midrashim call it Parshas Chumash Vayedaber. Rabbi Cholifin, it's about numbers, and there was a remez, minu, count, and then v'itzru, and then do atzeres. That's the remez. It says, b'oyel moyed, Rabbeinu Ephraim, in the beginning of the parasha says, oyel is gematria 36. It's a remez for the 36 mesechtes that have gemara. Talmud Bavli, there are 36 mesechtes that have gemara of Talmud Bavli. So oyel, gematria 36, it's a remez. Makshim oylam, there are 37 mesechtes that have Gemara Talmud Bavli. I mean, you could be off by a gematria on one of them. Velech mesechta. It's not off by one. Velech mesechta. Maybe the three bavis are one, but then we're down one. Makas and Sanhedrin is one, according to some shittas. Then they want to add shkolim. There is also a raid that the Gemara on Masechta Tamid is not really Gemara. It came from a later Tkufa. So work it out. Don't do all the Trutzim. Try to work it out that it should stay 36. But as mentioned, the Torah brings from Amram Goin, a remez minu v'itzru. And it's interesting, there's a Yalkut Shemayni over here in the Parsha. It says that nikalu umay sa'olam, and they said, we also want to have the Torah. We also want to be Mekabel. We know the Gemara described a Shakla Vataria as such, but the Yalkut Shemayni says, Ona lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Havi Sefer Yichuschem. Bring your Sefer Yichus. The Yidden have Yichus. The Yidden in the Midbar over here, it says, L'mishpachi Sehem, and it says to each one what their Mishpacha is. The Yidden have Yichus. That's why they deserve the Torah. I still brought down in the Sfarim, what says the Yichus? And if you don't have Yichus, you can't be Shaykh the Torah. Mamzer Talmud Chacham, Koidim L'koin God Lam Oretz. Torah Fodah Zichnish Ken Yichus. What does it mean, Sefer Yichuschem? I still brought down, it's a Chiddush. Sefer Yichuschem means that they had Sfarim that was showing that they were Shomer Bris. Right? In the last week's parasha, it says, Teilchu Imi Bekeri. They were saying, the Ebrish is saying to the Umas Ha'olam, the Yidden have Yichus, it means that they were Shomer the Bris. But we know that it's not Stam that the Yalkut Shemayni is saying that a Tanai, the Torah, is that there should be Yichus. We know the day right before Shavuos, a few days before Shavuos, is called Yoim HaMeyuchus. What's the Inyan of Yoim HaMeyuchus? Because Efshe Seyataych, the Torah in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh brings down that the Gimel Regalim are connected to Avos. Pesach is connected to Avram. Shavuos is connected to Yitzchak. Eloi Shal Yitzchak, Matan Torah. Yaakov, Nosa, Sukaisa. The Torah over there continues that the Yud Beis Chodesh is connected to Yud Beis Shvatim. Yitzchak is connected to Shavuos. Yitzchak is the ultimate one that we're teaching up that he had Yichus. There was Leitzani Hador saying, Me Avi Melech Nisabra Sarah. And no, we stelled avek, Heinika Bonim Sarah, that was a Hichacha, that no, that Yitzchak is the Meyuchus. Va'atem Tiyum Amlech Eskoyin, V'goy Kodesh, you're going to be the Meyuchus. We also lay Megillus Rus on Shavuos, which is also about the Yichus of Malchus based David, and we know that David, Be'emes, there was a big Onon, a cloud of suspicion, of chashash on his Yichus. First of all, comes from Rus Hamayavia. It fodded a whole sugya of Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Mayavi v'loy Mayavis. It wasn't Poshet. But Be'emes says it's more than that. There's a fascinating medrash that Be'emes Yishai, because he was worried that it's not going to be Meyuchas, he wanted to have a child from his Shifcha. And then he would be Meshacher, and that would at least be more Meyuchas than Mayavi. If there's a din Mayavi v'gama Mayavis, so it's Pasol Kahal. A Meshuchrer is Pasol Kahuna, but it's Mutl B'Kahal. He wanted to have a child from his Shifcha, and that's what he was made up to do, but instead, there's a whole story. His wife came anyways. And then he didn't know why his wife was pregnant, and there was a chashash on David that he's a mamzer. Forget about the issue of Moyavi. For Yoren, he was nirdaf on this Nakuda that Bechlau. It wasn't Bar who his father was. When the emesis was taken from Yishai, who he didn't realize. In the end, the Medrash brings down that the same way by Sarah, there was Heinika Bonim Sarah to prove that Yitzchak is Meyuchas. It also says by Naomi, Vatikach Naomi Esayelev, Vatishiseu Becheke, Vatiloi Loimenes. It's a similar concept. Naomi, because that's in Rus, it's Yibam that it comes from, it's Shlam from Naomi. She was showing, no, that it's Taka, Yichus. Havili Sefer Yichuschem, then we're ready for then we're ready for Matan Torah. The Indian of counting, though, the Yidden, so the Nesiva Shalom talks about this idea, what's the Indian? The Torah is Nitzchi. We're talking L'chayr about the fact that punct in the times of the Midbar, there was Grav, there's 603,550. The Misbar B'nai Yisrael, it's L'chayr a Mizdaming, that in that door, that was the Misbar. And he explains Barichas to say, no, that Avada, there's a Yisoid to this Misbar, the Rashishim Riboy, Nefashis Neshamas of Klal Yisrael, Shishim Riboy, Oisiyos Batoira, and Shishim Riboy, Sirufim of Shem Havaya. Also, you have to understand those in Yonim. And it's a parallel, these three Sugim of Shishim Riboy. The Shishim Riboy is a Shlemus of an Indian. Shishim Riboy, Nishmas Yisrael, Shishim Riboy, Oisiyos. There aren't Shishim Riboy Oisiyos. If you count, there are about 300,000 Oisiyos. The Sfarim explained that some Oisiyos count as more than one. An Aleph Betzim is two Yuds and a Vav. A Lamed is a Chof and a Vav. And there are various other cheshbonos how we get to Shishim Riboy Oisiyos. Aber Klal Yisrael, Yisrael, the Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis. Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisiyos L'Toyra. Or Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisiyos L'Yisrael. Because every Yisrael is connected an Ois in the Toyra. Every Yid is a Shaykh to an Ois in the Toyra and to an Oifen of a Tziruf of Havaya. And this has to do, we spoke many times about the concept of Yisrael. V'Oiraisa, the Kutsha Berichu Chadhu, that there's a chibur between Yisrael, Oiraisa, and Kutsha Berichu. And we spoke that the ois hachibur in diktuk is the vav. And a vav, be'etzem, can be spelled one of three ways. Vav is spelled vav, or it's spelled vav aleph vav, or it's spelled vav yud vav. And vav is 12, is yud beis shiftei of Klal Yisrael. Vav aleph vav is yud gimel midos of Kutcha Berichu. And vav yud vav is 22 chaf beis oisius of the Torah. So Yisrael by Raisa b'Kutcha Berichu is vav. There's a chibur of these three afanim, and that's the side of the misper b'nei Yisrael that it shaiches to the shleimus of Klal Yisrael, shaiches to the shleimus of Torah and the shleimus of Kutcha Berichu. Another inyan Rashi already brings is that the inyan of misper is laharis chibosan. It's not just chibosan; it's also chashivusam. Every single yid comes to Moshe and says, "I am Ploini ben Ploini. That's who I am." Every person counts. You count every person because every person counts. A whole bunch of yechidim becomes a tzibur, but it's every prat has his chashivas. Another thing I saw that the Sfarim bring down, that dover shebeminyan loy batel. As all you would say, maybe the Klal Yisrael will be batel into the Mesoilam. We see the Mesoilam are coming to Tanya, we also want the Torah. What's pshat? It could be Stam, each Stam rather once, but it's more than that. The Klal are coming. And what's the time of Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael will be just a drop in the bucket. From the there's a billion Chinese people and there's all Fashid and Sarat and Neuchat, right? No, Dover Shebeminyan loy batel. B'cholifin, the number that we're talking about over here is Sheish Meis Elef Shloishes Alofim Chamesh Meyois V'Chamishim, the Pasuk Membov. It's interesting. Toises and Erevin Davov, so Alokha Tekinakud, the Toises and Erevin Davov brings from the Bahag, and the Machaber brings this in Simon Shin Memhei, that the din of Rishus Harabim, the concept of Rishus Harabim, we learn that from the Diglei Midbar. The Gemara in Shabbos explains the 16 Amos, the way the Agolis worked out. That's how you get Tezayin Amma. But he says it's also that there's supposed to be Shishim Riboy. The Machaber brings it, the Toises brings it also here from the Bahag. That Davka when Shishim Riboy are over. Now the Machaber's lashon is when Shishim Riboy are over in this place, are passed through this place, Bechol Yoin. Mr. Bruce tells over it. He says, he looked in all, it's very interesting. He says, Mechipasti Bechol HaRishayinim. It's time. I don't know how. Chipus, yeah. Mechipasti Bechol HaRishayinim. I didn't see a Rishon that says it has to be B'chol Yoyim. I'm not sure what he holds has to be. Once a week. This, like, but he tells on that. But it comes Shishim Riboy. Fred Toisvis, over there in Erev and Avov. There were much more than 600,000. There was Noshim, Taf, the Erev Rav, Allah Imam. So the Shir of Rosh Hashanah Rabim should be much more. What's up is the Shir of Shishim Riboy? If you're learning it, Doin Minah from what it was in the Midbar, it should be more. Azay Fred Toisvis. And for Toisvis, that the Limud from Mishkan is only what it says B'feirish in the Pasuk. So the Meshech Chachmash tells other Rechaim, I still ask it also. So then it shouldn't be 600,000. It should be 603,550. I don't want to get meduktik when you start handling. There's the Erev and Flappers, there's the Erev here, there's the Erev there. It's totally, it's 603,550. The Meshech Chachmash, Parshas Baloischa says that the smach of 600,000 is from a Pasuk, not in this week's Parshas. It's from a Pasuk in Parshas Baloischa that the Pasuk says, Sheish Meyois Elef Ragli Ha'om Harav Ha'om Hazeh. That's the Pasuk it's referring to when we say Shishim Ribay. And it's Taka. It's taka a round number. After handling the Mispar B'nai Yisrael, we handle the Golim. Degel, when there's a melchama, the degel is rises high, is that the kfutza of the chayalim could see the degel, they could be mischaber to it, they could connect. As though they're lost, they don't see what's going on. There's no wireless. Yeah, so the degel is mechaber. The Sfarim explained that malachim be'etzem have the golem, because the malachim in the Pamal Yishamala, they're mechuber. They're taking mechuber to the shayrish. When it says b'nei Yisrael, his avu li the golem, the taiv of Klal Yisrael to the golem means the digloi olay ava, they wanted to be mechuber. It means they want to be mechuber like malachim. They want to be mechuber. Azoy malachim have this chibur. They want to have this chibur. Yeah, there's a lot of other sugis in the parsha also, but we're gonna go to the Haftar a little bit first. Then we'll maybe talk a little bit about Shavuos. And like we said, it's all meisha shaykh to the parsha minu v'itzru. There's a shtickle in the Birchas Peretz. The Birchas Peretz is the sefer from the Stipler on Chumash, named after his parents, Brocha and Peretz. Rav Peretz, the father of the Stipler, was a 65-year-old alman who had already had children in Enoch, and he was an alman. And he was read a shidduch to someone, Brocha, 30 years younger than him. And his Rebbe, the Horon Stipler Rebbe, told him that it's kedai to go for the shidduch, he'll have a son. That was the Stipler. Stipler was from this Zivik Sheni of Brocha and Peretz. Anyways, in Birchas Peretz, on the Haftorah, he says a word. The Pasuk says, V'hoya b'mkoy mashe ye'omer lehem loy ami atem ye'omer lechem b'nei el choy. That's the Pasuk, the beginning of the Haftorah. So he says, b'mokin, Harry, we're talking, it's the Haftorah of Hoshea. Hoshea be'etzem, this is also Meshach Shaychi, it's Shaychi to Bamidbar, it's Shaychi to the Haftorah, to Shavuos. Hoshea is given a nevuah, and more than a nevuah, to actually go through and fear ois pashtas, to marry an isha zoyna, and he has children, b'nei znunim, and their names are, one is loyami, and not mechubitika names. And then there's a mapecha. The mapecha at kedekach is that at the end is ve'erasticha li lo'olam, there's a fakert. There's a mapecha. Afterwards comes fakert, erasin ve'erasticha li lo'olam, ve'erasticha li be'muna, the whole mapecha of this. But the pasuk is saying, b'mkoyim asher yo'omer lehem loyami at, and yo'omer lehem b'nei kilchot. So he says it's b'mokoyim. Dafka from the nefila, from the loyami etam, from the loyami etam comes the yomer lachem b'nei kelchai. What's the taich? So you could say he brings the pshat, the famous Gemara in Yuma, tshuva me'ava, zedoynis nasus chuyas. There's a lot of rais that tshuva me'ava means Torah. This is a maracha farzach that tshuva me'ava means Torah. With Torah, with tshuva me'ava, there's even a different girsa in the Gemara. When the Gemara says astira in the Gemara in Yuma, whether it's zedoynis nasin chuyas or zedoynis nasin shgogos, the Gemara says it's astira. Like Kasha Hami Avam Yir, there's a different gears. Holy Shema, Hashalay Lishma. There's a different gears. We show him. Gears different Gemara. Torah Lishma is Shuvah Me'ava. So you make a Mapecha from the Loyami Atam can come in a B'nei Kelchoy. But the Stipler says a different shot. He says, we know it says Shevi Yipol Tzadik Vakam. There's Aliyas. There's you read this in Ruchnias. He says a Chiddush. Bemis is a Shver. This Gemara is not like that. But he says a Chiddush that in Gashmias Mishi Yesh Leimana writes a Masayim. There's a drive, an hidden inner drive that you always want more and more. And a person's never going to be satisfied. All right, Eino de Meis, the Chetzi Tevasi Biyo, the I state, Yesh Nemona writes a Messiah. There's many through it, some of the Gishmaga Teretz. He wants another 200. He has a third of them. Yesh Nemona, Evel Nochat 200. Says the Stipler, in Ruchnis is Nishtazah. In Ruchnis, a person is Mestapik, a person is Tefriden, a person is Nochal, Zarya, he's Tefriden. What taka triggers Keseda, the drive that you want more? Is because that's because there's nefilas. And because of the nefila, so then you have to say, that's a chufhaven. Sheva yipol tzaddik. When they're far v'kom. The nefilas is what's causing us to make the mamas. Otherwise, it would just be smooth and it wouldn't have. Kach it be akadosh baruch hu bebriya. That by ruchnis it works with. From the bimkoy masher yoimer loy amiatam. From via comes the b'nei kelchoy. From that nefila. The derech melitza, the pasuk says, Moshe nigesh el ha'arofel. I heard it. Arofel is arofal. Moshe nigesh el ha'arupfal. Your nigesh to Dargis Moshe is from the arupfal. But it's interesting. I saw this farm say b'nei kel choy. Kel choy, right? Kel is with an aleph, yeah. His gematria 49. Kel choy is gematria 49. 49 days of sfiras oimer. Sfiras oimer is kaseder. A person is supposed to get to this darga. But it's interesting. Kel choy aleph lamed is 31. Chai is 18. 30 plus 18 is 49. A simple gematria. What's 30 times 18? 30 times 18 is Gematria Tchias HaMeisim, 558. Because a person can mamash even have a Tchias HaMeisim. From this idea, that from his nefilis, like a machana mapecha, a person could have a total, like we're saying, b'nei kilcha. Yeah. Now we mentioned the Yalkut Shemoyni that the Umas Ha'olam are coming with a taina that they want the Torah. But there's also the famous Gemara in Shabbos, the Malachim. The Malachim come with a taina to Kuchibrichu, Chem de Genuza. You're giving it to the boss of Adam. Was haste? Tino Ha'itcha al Hashemayim. There are many Svarim that talk about the idea that the taina of the Malachim was Bar Metzra. The Torah comes from Shemayim. And you want to give it to the Bnei Yisrael Lamata. Malachim are Bar Metzra. They're closer. They're the Shechinim. They have the Schus Kedima because of Bar Metzra. So what's the Teretz? The Maisa, the Eibishter says to Moshe, Anelahem. So I saw this common Schus, what you could say. Bar Metzra is by Karka. But if there's a Zashak Levitaria, there's a Mahalach because Bar Metzra is only by Mechira. If you want to give b'matana, b'matana overrides bar mitzvah. Here it's a matana to Klal Yisrael. Another taich is that you can give to a krovim, bonim atam Hashem alikechem. A person can give kedima. There's no tvias bar mitzvah if you want to give it to b'noi. Hu adin, we know that Klal Yisrael is a zivug because of the av of the zivug. It's considered bar mitzvah. It overrides bar mitzvah. But there's another sort mahalach. Another sort mahalach is either that Klaus was also Bar Metzra. Either because Moshe Rabbeinu, Ishalikim, he's the Safsar, he's the one that's the Emtsoi, and he's Ishalikim. Or Bechlal, Nishmasan Shal Yisrael, Agnuzas Tachas Kisei HaKovet, and Klaus Yisrael is also Metzra, is also Shechinim. I saw an interesting pshato, a taich. If there's a vikuach between the Bar Metzra and someone else that wants to buy the karka, the Metzra wants to make Zriya. But the other person, the one that wants it, that's coming keg in the Bar Metzra, he wants to do Bnia. He wants to do Binyan. He wants to make a Dira. Dira has Kedima to Zriya. When Moshe Rabbeinu, this is really what Pshat of the Gemara is, that Moshe Rabbeinu, we said a lot of Pshat, doesn't say that in the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Klum Yesh Lechem, Nekama, Kibirav, all the different things that it says in the Torah. He was saying, by us, the Matara is Taka to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu a Dira down here in this world. That we're going to be a Dira for Kadosh Baruch Hu down in this world is more of a Kedima. So we said, I lost track, we said Kama Malcham, but some of them were that it overrides Bar Metzra, some of them is a Black Bar Metzra. One of the Malcham we said, though, is that Torah with Klal Yisrael, with Kadosh Baruch Hu, is a zivug. There are Sfarim that talk about this, that it's interesting. There's a famous Kasha, Beis Halevi talks about it. I'm going to say a different mahal, but there's a famous Kasha that L'chayra Nasa V'nishma is on a kitzba. There's no kitzba for it. And how could you be Meshabed? How could you be Meshabed yourself if it's without a shir? So the Beis Halevi says in the drushes that it's Shibet HaGuf. It's not Shibet Nechosim, it's Shibet Aguf. Shibet Aguf is unconshir. It's the Guf Alein is Meshubet. Avdus. But there's another Mahalach, the Chidah, others, they talk about it. It's a different Mahalach. It's a Chasana. Agav Chitun, Chibas of Chitun, there's no, you could be Meshtabit yourself for Chasana. Chasana Kali could be Meshtabit. It's a totally different Mahalach. Mesh Levi saying Shibet Aguf. I come out and say one is Kofalim Harkagigas and one is Nasa Venishma. But it's two different Mahalachim that are saying why it's able to go and not be totally bechlal in the gedorim of the shibud. And we know Klal Yisrael Avad, the Klal Yisrael Kachabrichu is a zivug. Ha'isha niknis b'shloisha drachim. The kesef. The shtar of the beer, kesef. The Sfarim say, kesef is kisufim. A person has a hishtoikakos, a kisufim, a taiva, vizachman in English, I don't know. He has a certain inner drive that he wanted, a certain tshuka, undescribable tshuka for Kirvas Hashem, for Torah. Shtar is the shibud. Like we said, that there's a shibud. You mishtabit yourself with a contract, with a shtar, not stam, that it's agav, you with a toikav of a shtar. Bia is chibur, vayeda oda meschav ishtoy, is a chibur, to be meschaber to Torah, to be meschaber to the mehadas, Lashon Rambam. But be'emes, you can read the Mishnah Vayter, v'koines atzma is Vayter, drachem of chibur to Kutcha Brich went to Torah. The koinis atzma, the get is that you megarish Taisin Ksubis, you menatek yourself from all the heavy oilam hazah, then you're able to be mischaved the Torah. Uvemisa, meimis atzmei ala, the says all the different ifanim of Shaykhis to Kinyan HaTorah is taka from the every shlav in the talich of kedushin of zivug is another shlav in shaychus Torah, but all of that is be'emes to get to the eisha ava, and we can go back now to the parsha. The medrash rabba over here in the beginning of the parsha starts off the shloisha dvarim nitna Torah. The Eish, B'mayim, of a midbar, it brings a separate pasuk for each one of these. See the lashon of the medrash. It quotes psukim for these three things. The Eish, Shenemar, Vahar Sinai, Oshan Kuloi, B'mayim, Shenemar, Gam Shemayim, Notvu, Gam Ovin, Notvu, Mayim, B'midbar, Shenemar, that's this week's parsha, V'idabar Shem, Moshe, B'midbar. And this forum took a lot, we'll touch a little bit of each one of these. First, make this Eish, Mayim, Midbar. In Eish, there's a lot of different nekudis. Eish ala mizbeach tukad boi loy sichbe. There's a remez loy sivke. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, a person that's megarish ishtoi is mizbeach meirid all of the mois. But if you want that the zivug, we think that it's a zivug. If you want the zivug to be keseder warm, you have to keseder be mashkia. Otherwise, it's ma'amya, ma'amya va'ozla. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, an eish, a gacheles, if you're not keseder metapel with it, you have to be mashkia. You have to put emphasis in the relationship that there should be ava. It has to be keseder with a fire. Heard a murder the Gemaisa with the Arsameach. He was once mutzering on a Shveritoisis. He didn't have pshat on the toisis, but his chavrusa. Mom, a Shveritoisis. So he told his chavrusa, we'll go each one in the corner, we'll daven. So the chavrusa is listening, the Arsameach is davening. So what would you think he'd be davening for? For pshat and toisis, right? Pshat and toisis, all right. Tell you a maisa, I'm sorry for interrupting. I'll tell you a maisa. Someone came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The maisa was like this. There was a certain person that was collecting money for a moisid. And he was by a certain Gvir, who was also a Talmud Chacham. And he asked him for Pshat and this very, very Shvera Toysis. And he said, I'll give you $10,000 if you tell me Pshat and the Toysis. And the guy didn't have Pshat. But he called up his friend, who was also collecting for a Mois, and he said, you should go to Ployni. He's mutchering on a Toysis. And he offered $10,000. I don't know, maybe tomorrow he's still offering. It's Kedai. So the guy, Taka, prepared the Toysis well. And came in and Taka, Kachava, the guy said, you have Pshat and Toysis. He said, Pshat and Toysis, yeah. So someone went to Reb Chaim, he said, Efshet Zinev is Das, because he knew about. So Reb Chaim said, what says? He told him Shannon Toises. $10,000, he told him Shannon Toises. So Gemek, he would ask for his tefillah would be that he should have. Belibeinu bina lahovin, yep, Shannon Toises. The Arsameach was davening for Avis Torah. For Avis Torah. So he says, Rusa asked him, what's he said? He says, Stelt sich vor, you have a baby's crying. And there's a babysitter that doesn't know if she's trying to give him a face, azar candy, azar pacifier, different patentum. The mother comes, right away the mother understands what the baby wants. The mother understands. If you ask for avos, the mother understands what the baby wants, right? If you ask for avos Torah, abdu haslim the Torah has du lib, it's two-way street. And that's how it works. So if you're going to have avos Torah, then you'll have taka havon in Torah. It's gate. Torah's not stam chokhmah. It goes taka with this ava. There's another nakuda. Eish is also. Toisis brings already in Shabbos the stira. And on one hand it says nasa v'nishma. On the other hand it says kofalim har kegigis. It's a stira. Toisis says many malchim. Tarshim ksav. Tarshim alpeaz. They stay in the medrash tanchuma. Other rishonim bring it. But Toisis says in Shabbos. Really, there was a matzav of Nasav and Ishma, but Hashem was worried it was going to be Shema Yachzer Behem Shiru Eishak Gedoylo. And it's backup that there should be Kofim HaKagigas. They shouldn't back out because of the Eishak Gedoylo. Makshim Ha'oilom. Loi listening, Loi Eish. V'loi Kofa. If you don't go with the gang, that Be'etzim Kofa Lehem HaKagigas is Be'etzim HaMaila. So Zayn, So Zayin HaMeshubed is Gora Maila. Let's say we won't go with that guy. So what do you need this negative Kofalim Harkigigas aspect? Don't bring the Eish. And the Pshat is Avada. On Eish Zichagetas Nish. Avada, you need an Eish. Now that you have to deal with the Eish. But the Eish Avada, you have to deal with the Eish. I saw this farm say, Yisrael has the letters Eish. You take out the Eish from Yisrael. You're left with Reish Yud Lamed. Gematria Amolik. Real. Reish Yud Lamed. The real world. The real world is Amolik. 240. So Muzgeim with Eish. The Gemara says in Tainis, an Eish is not Doilik Yechidi. Torah has to go with Eish because it has to be not Doilik Yechidi. You have to learn Bechavrusa. We've said other times, but we'll say again, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, in the end of the first parak, that Eoiv says, Oy Chavrusa, Oy Mesusa. The pshat is that the Satan was given permission to do anything to Eoiv, just not to kill him. He took away his family, his nechassim, he burnt everything, he killed everyone, he left him his friends. Why? Take it away from him. Oy Chavrusa, Oy Mesusa. How many friends? Three friends. Take two of them away. You need three chavrusas. Seder Aleph, Seder Beis, and Seder Gimel. And missing one is Oy Chavrusa, Oy Mesusa. That's another Nakud of Eish. Another Nakud of Eish is there was this Chashav Yid, he had a child. He wanted very, very much that the child's first words should be Torah Tzivalonu Moshe. So Keseda, you know, a person's first child is always a Bikur. It was Abba or it was Ima. Yeah? But he wanted it should be Torah Tziva. MS is interesting. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he came out now the Sefer, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, his first word was Brochus. His first word he said was Brochus. And he gave a lot of Brochus to people. What's the pshat? Because his father taught him a song, Brochus, Pei, Dmai. He taught him a song with all the Shemus of the Masechta. There's a Yehudah Kamaisa. He was 2 years old. He was by Chasna. And he sang the song, Chamoizer was there. Chamoizer, the awareness part. And he ended off, Yadayim, Upsen, Yetz, Gimmer, Atzukaro. That was part of the song. Now give me a candy. And that's what he taught him. That, and he used to go around and say, Ich bin Abaki in Shas. And he would very much Shas. This was his first word. Anyways, this disciple was Matzliach. The Dazmash of Chaim's first words. I have a Shvager, he's a very big tzaddik, of Shmuel Yafin. His first words, he learned from his great grandmother. This was his first words. First, "Medav learning Musar b'Spilus." This was his first words. He's still learning Musar b'Spilus. Yeah, that's what your first words is. That's what it is. So, anyways, this tzaddik here, he wanted his son to say Torah Tziva on Moshe. So he said Torah Tziva. What was the kid's first word? Ma'isa Shoyim. His father once took him Friday afternoon to the shuk to buy tzrachim for Shabbos. You know, hachana for Shabbos. Avatiach. It was the guy in the shuk was shrying, Avatiach, Avatiach, with his eyes slavis, that's the first kid. What goes in, mit azab bren, that's what's matbiya choysam. That in the end, with all the nesyonis, that's what was matbiya choysam in the end. Torah is Nimshel Amayim. We've said this Maisa. We'll say a Taich in it though. Someone came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and he had a Shaila. He has a aquarium with fish. And he knows there's a famous medrash that says that dogim, even though surrounded by water, they are oila lamala. If there's a tipa that comes down, they oila, they want to be even toyim that tipa. Kach Klal Yisrael, they have a Zachavivas to Torah, I'll call tipa v'tipa of mine to Torah. So he said he has this aquarium, he sprinkled water, the fish stayed on the bottom. I'm not sure, there's different people waiting in line, but Reb Chaim, if he's asking a Chosha Mishpat Shaila, he wants his money back on the fish, on the aquarium, maybe it's Hashkofa Shaila, maybe it's Tam from the Nudniks, there's different Fashidna, well, this was the Shaila. So Reb Chaim said, there's a lot of Tursim, seven Tursim, but this is the Teres, he said that the dog that's in the yam that appreciates the vastness of what it means, rechavim in the yam of Torah, that it's on a gvul, Boba Mida, he also was maven and masig the chashivas of the tipa. But a fish that's an aquarium, meter al meter, it's a small onken musagim, very nice, aber zeloze, you're not going to understand the chashivas. Adkan was the mice. I want to say a chiddush. There's the famous Gemara with Pappus and Rabbi Kiva with the mushal that the shualim come and tell the dog, why are you running around so wild? They said, we're scared of the tzayodim. We're scared they're going to kill us. The fishers are coming to take the... They're going to kill us. So the shul says, come. The shul wants lunch. Yeah, but the shul says, come. Live, come with me. We'll be with the... I say, can you do it in Maisa? So the fish said, Ata piker shabachayis. What's my... Ain't something more to me than Vada, right? If we're in the yam, it's a shash sakon. It's very dangerous. Oh, but we have a chance. There's water. You're telling us to go out of the water. Is the emissary's mom, what's the chat? What was the shul saying? I heard Kanzef, I think from Shul Burma, but I want to touch it up, Klapi this Meister. The shul wasn't telling them. I mean, the shul was really telling them he wanted lunch. What was he telling them? What's he forgiving them? He says, it's very dangerous here in the river, there's fishermen. Come to my house, I have a big aquarium. With water. Nice. No fishermen, you'll be safe. And you'll be in water. And they said, no. That's not, we need the yam, we need the nahar, we need taka, the yam hagadol. Don't try to convince us. Even though it won't be dangerous there, shkoyach, but we won't forstay the vastness of Rechavim in the yam, and we won't forstay the chashivas of tipa. It's nish kedai. Kedai taka tzumucharin. And be mistaken, meimis atzmeleh, to have taka, the full vastness of the Torah. We'll end that these three things that the Medrash says, Mayim, Eish, and Midbar, you can have a small match, but that is garnished. You can have a tipa of Mayim. Okay, we said the Hashivas have every tipa, but it's just a tipa, and then a garger of Choyl. The godless of these three things is Taka when it's Ba'achtus, when it's B'shlemus, like we spoke in the beginning, the Shishim Ribay of Klal Yisrael, the Shishim Ribay Isis, the Torah, that when the Torah is Nimshal to Mayim, it means the Mayim with the full, with the Rechavim in the Yam. Midbar means taka, meimis atzmoi, hefkerus, of being mafri yourself, klapi kuchibrichu, but in an oifen muchlot, like a midbar, and like eish also, it means taka, with the full farnem of the eish. We should be zoicha bezer Hashem to makabel zayin to Torah, ba'ava.